This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Young people across the US are preparing for the trip of a lifetime when they travel to World Youth Day in Krakow, Poland. Over 30,000 pilgrims from the United States alone have fully registered to travel to the event, which will be presided over by Pope Francis. Paul Zarambowski is World Youth Day USA National Coordinator for the US Conference of Catholic Bishops. He told me that the response has been incredible for the event.
We are just getting ready as quickly as possible. It does feel like it's been a long time coming, and it's right here. But things are really ramping up. The excitement around the country is it's palpable. You know, we can really feel it in the air. People are excited to be able to go over to Krakow and to experience the homeland of John Paul II, but under the watchful guidance of Pope Francis. So it'll be a truly wonderful experience. People are very much looking forward to really the intersection of two popes.
So things like the practicalities of registration, people getting their bags ready, all the things that the youth need to know about, is that all things they're contacting you about, what to do, where to go when you're there, that kind of thing?
Well, our role at the Bishops Conference is to provide a resource and communication link. Each of the individual parishes and dioceses really handle a lot of that work, and so we're really grateful for a number of the people on the local level. You know, our country is so vast with, we've got people from coast to coast, on our continent, and so it really helps us out that a lot of the local diocesan and parish leaders do a lot of that heavy lifting for their respective groups. And then, we work with all those group leaders to make sure that they're properly informed and resourced and ready to go over.
You were talking, of course, about communications there. Communications has broadened out so much. With each respective World Youth Day, it seems like social media gets broader. It seems to be more things to do and more apps and more this and that. Do you find that youth people find that really helpful when they're going to an event like this?
Oh, it is so helpful. The fact that social media is a part is going to help a lot of the pilgrims in their preparation while they're over there. And I think in a new way, one of the exciting things that social media is offering us is the ability to connect with those pilgrims who maybe cannot make that trip across the ocean to Europe, but who are going to be celebrating in their home diocese or in their home parishes or movements. So the social media allows those pilgrims to be in connection with other pilgrims who may be geographically separated by an ocean. So I think that World Youth Day preparation and the execution of it is made even more exciting by the fact that we live in an age where social media is a very much a fabric of the lives of these young people.
You were talking just there about the land of John Paul II. This, it would seem, would be quite a special World Youth Day because it is the homeland of Pope St. John Paul II, who founded World Youth Day. But it's also the Jubilee of Mercy. Do you think there'd be more of an interest because of those two things?
Well, I think that there is certainly a very strong attraction to find out where World Youth Day began, in a sense, which is really in the early days of John Paul II, when as Karol Wojtyła, he was engaging with young people as a seminarian, as a priest, and as a bishop. So I think that there has been a desire for the last several years to be able to kind of go back into that experience and to find out where did this all start, because Krakow is, in a sense, where World Youth Day, where the concept of World Youth Day really took shape in the life of Karol Wojtyła. So I think there's an excitement to go see that. And then in the course, because a lot of people began their preparation many years ago before the Jubilee of Mercy even was announced. But I think now that it has been announced, it's just further amplified. We have more pilgrims going from the United States to this World Youth Day than we've had to any other World Youth Day outside of North America. So I have to think that there is something about, and again, recapturing that spirit with St. John Paul II, with the Jubilee of Mercy, with being able to encounter Pope Francis, who many of our young people are following through social media, the news, and they read his writings so diligently. So I think that all of that put together is just getting people excited. And depending on when you started that journey to Krakow, whether it was 3 years ago, or whether it was last week, I think that there's been excitement all along the way. And for different people, different reasons, and maybe perhaps all of those reasons now.
Do you find that with regard to youth and the church, has there been an increase in interest with regard to youth and the church? Has it helped with having a pope like Pope Francis? What have you found with regarding that?
Well, so many young adults in our in the church in the United States really are somewhat feeling overwhelmed. A lot of them are themselves struggling. I mean, Pope Francis keeps calling out to remind us that the image of young people that most people have in the world is not this carefree. Life is good, especially in the United States. I think there's this reputation that young people might have, but it's so not the case. Many young people themselves are just getting by. They're struggling financially. They're struggling with a whole host of issues. And so when Pope Francis comes and speaks about reaching out to those who really are struggling and at the peripheries of society, where many of our young adults in this country are, whether they're active Catholics or whether they're not, many of them feel at the periphery. So when Pope Francis, they feel he's speaking to them, about them, for them. So I think that there is an attraction, whether one is, highly Catholic or highly spiritual, or maybe not either of those. Maybe just somebody who's just trying to find meaning in life. I think Pope Francis appeals to every one of those groups, and so I think there's a lot of attraction of wanting to meet him. And even if they can't travel overseas, to be able to celebrate here in the United States this Jubilee moment this summer. I think that we've gotten a lot of feedback from a lot of young people that they feel that they have a connection personally to the Holy Father, and especially to a lot of his messages. So I think that's drawing a lot of energy for this World Youth Day, and for this World Youth Day almost, I would say, experience, because it's not just those who are going to be in Krakow who will have that moment. It'll be people from around the whole world, including our own country.
Well, absolutely, and you have made that point throughout the interview about people who due to particular circumstances, also financial circumstances, really can't make that trip. Not everyone will have the privilege of going to Krakow for this World Youth Day. So obviously making it the best World Youth Day they can make it, even at home in the United States, is an important thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have in different cities across the United States, there are going to be gatherings sponsored either by dioceses or movements or parishes or what have you. And so there'll be different gatherings. I know we have one in Washington, D.C. There's one going to be in Chicago, in Detroit, in Texas, in California. So I know that there are different gatherings on a large scale can come to. So they're expecting several hundred or several thousand at some of these gatherings. And then, of course, people can celebrate perhaps in their own home parishes. And we're hearing about reports of perhaps one parish getting together with their young people throughout that week, each night gathering their young people to follow what's happening in Krakow that day, and then themselves to pray with their pastor or with one another. So whether it's small incidents like that or whether it's large gatherings at the diocese, we are hearing a lot of energy because people want to be a part of this moment. I think that that's what World Youth Day is for many people. It's not just an event. It's a mountaintop moment that many young people are trying to gravitate towards. Some who have the means to travel, that's certainly going to take place there in Poland. But for others, it will still be a moment. And I think when Pope Francis speaks, he's not going to just, his message is not going to apply for just those who are there right in front of him, but for everyone around the world. So I hope that in every country, in every continent, that young people have their ears attuned to this July, because I think that this, when Pope Francis called the Jubilee of Mercy and spoke about this moment this summer, I don't think he just intended it for just those, that small amount of 2.5 million people that are expected to be there. I don't think he just intended for it to be for them, but for all young people, especially those at the peripheries.
Just one last question to you,
sure.
Paul. I mean, just regarding all of you involved in the coordination of this event from the United States, involved in this, I mean, what would you be hoping that people will take? Is it the fact that maybe they'll take back with them to the United States a message? Is that one of the primary things that you think the youth that go to these events can do, like almost like an evangelization?
I certainly hope so. The message of mercy, I think, is so timely. I mean, it is ideally situated that we have this Jubilee moment of mercy. And so I think that the message we hope that people will hear is to be merciful in whatever they do, and to be, I think, even in our evangelization efforts, and sometimes those who are on fire with the Spirit are very excited about sharing the gospel, and I think at every World Youth Day there is that kind of evangelistic fervor that follows, and people do take it in. But I think that it will be coupled with this message of mercy and compassion that says, you know, if you're encountering somebody who may not know Christ, who may not know the community of the church, walk with them, accompany them with compassion, because many of the people who are detached from the church, sometimes they're detached because they feel that those who are of the faith have no mercy on them. And so for these young people to come back to the United States and share the gospel, but share it with a sense of mercy and compassion and slowness, and say, you know, let me walk with you. So I hope that when young people come back from World Youth Day, they certainly have that evangelical fervor, but they have it with a sense of gradualness, of accompaniment that Pope Francis so much speaks about. And I hope they will have that pause to say, okay, let's walk with you, because ultimately what those who are disconnected from the faith need is someone to walk with them, and to walk with them in mercy, because we're all sinners, and those who are in the church are sinners, those who are detached from the church are sinners, so all we can do is walk with them. So I hope that is the message that they receive and that they take back and they integrate into their lives as they continue, because in a way, the best parts of the pilgrimage, I think, in a way, are yet to come. I think it's going to be wonderful what we experience in Kraków, but I think the best parts are what follows, what happens in the weeks, the months, the years that follow that. That's, I think, where the real stuff happens.